Amen. God is good. And all the time, God is good. Amen. Well, I want to welcome here this night. Welcome to Faith Ministries this evening. Thank you for coming. God is good. Amen. I can't say it enough. I don't think we say it enough. God is good. He's good to me, and he's good to you. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for this evening. Thank you, Lord, for the time we get to spend in praising you and giving you glory and worshiping you, the Father. Giving you the honor that's due to you, humbling ourselves and coming before you, asking for forgiveness of any sins we may have committed against you. And soaking in the blood of your Son that washes us free, free of sin, free of condemnation, free of debt, free of guilt. Blood that washes us white as snow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let your word reign true in our hearts. Holy Spirit, bring remembrance in our brain of your word and your love. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, I believe the Lord has a word for you tonight. Amen. Thank you. Worship team. Thank you. Amen. Yeah. That's, gosh, so good. First, I want to thank you all for praying for me and lifting up my family in your prayers over the past week. I appreciate it. It's a little sore, but I'm good because God is good. I ain't gonna let no thing get me down. Amen. Prayer works. Amen. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to the book of Matthew. And I'm gonna be reading from the New Living Translation. And there's a couple scriptures in here that I'd like to look at. And I'm sure you've read them before. Guaranteed. It's the first 12 verses of Matthew chapter 5. Amen. And I was reading this the past few days, and I felt the Holy Spirit tell me that this is you. This is us. This is we. This is me. This is you. This is how we do what we do. This is how we and you do what you do. This is what's going on. This is what you are in me. And I've always thought that the Sermon on the Mount was very important. And I always thought that it had something for me and always had something there. But recently, I believe that God is pushing us deeper. What I mean by that is I think there's more here that we need to look at and we need to see. Let our roots grow down deep. Amen. Amen. I don't have the scriptures up on the screen for you, so you're just gonna have to follow along, and I'll try to go as slow but fast as possible. And let the Holy Spirit do the rest. Amen. In Matthew chapter 5, the first 12 verses are talking about the Beatitudes. And how many of us have heard this before? Yeah. The Beatitudes. Or read it, at least, a little bit, right? God blesses this and blesses this and blesses this and blesses this, right? And what he's talking to here is he's talking to his disciples. And Well, his disciples gathered around him, and he began to teach, and there was a crowd gathering. So he was talking to a bunch of people, and his disciples were right there with him. And I believe that what is talked about here in the first 12 verses is what you are in him. Meaning, it's not a if, it's an it is type thing. Meaning that in verse 3, it says, God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for him, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Meaning this, when you know God, when you know Jesus, when you live like Jesus, when you choose to have a life like Jesus or follow Jesus, then what it says here is already yours. Does that make sense? I don't think it's an if this, then this. I think that I believe that once we have the revelation that I am a child of God, boom, God blesses you. God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for him. Basically, it just means that God blesses those who understand that they need God and nothing else. That nothing else is important other than God. He blesses them. And what I mean to say here is that when you say the sinner's prayer, or when you tell yourself, or when you get filled with the Holy Spirit, become born again, you fall into this category, into these things. God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for him. You realize your need for him. Amen. Boom. The kingdom of heaven is yours. Right? There's no, you need to sacrifice 10 cows. It's you realize your need for him, and God says here, then the kingdom is yours. It already is yours. Amen? Yeah. Verse 4 says, God blesses those who mourn, they will be comforted. What that means basically is you realize your need for him, and sometimes we get sad about what's going on in the world. God's our comfort. These things are not things to do. These are things we have in him. It's not a to-do list. It's not a, I have to be poor, I have to be this. It's not that. It's that once you realize that you are full in Jesus, the kingdom is yours, you are comforted. Once, you know, you come to Jesus, it's not a, sometimes I read this, and some people, I think, I've talked to some other people, and they feel like it's a to-do list. Oh, I have to be poor and humble. I have to mourn for those people. I have to be humble. I have to be hungry and thirst for justice. You know, I have to do these things because we come from that type of Old Testament mentality where I have to work for these things, right? But it very simply, number one, says you realize your need for him and the kingdom is yours. Yeah. Amen. All you got to do is understand that you need to realize you have a void and only Jesus can fill that void. And once you fill that void with Jesus, then bada 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 bum 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 bum, verse 12, you have these things already. Amen? With meaning that you have a comforter. Doesn't matter what's going on. It means that you inherit the whole earth. In verse 5, it says, inherit the whole earth. In verse 6, you are satisfied. Verse 7, you will be shown mercy. Amen? Verse 8 says, you will see God. They will see God. It says, God blesses those whose hearts are pure, for they will see God. And if we keep going, verse 9, it says, they will be called the children of God. And verse 10 says, the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Verse 11 then says, God blesses them, people who mock and persecute and lie about you and all sorts of other things against you because you are my followers. And verse 12, as a piggyback to verse 11, says, and be happy about it, be glad about it, for your great reward is in heaven. When we read these things, it's not a to-do list. It's a, I already have these things because I'm a follower of Christ. Amen? It's characteristics of you because you are a follower of Jesus Christ. It's not necessarily a you have to become this. It's that's this is what you are. The Beatitudes are, these are things that you are in Christ. Amen? Amen. I think that's good news. That it's not about what I have to do. It's about what he did and I already have. Amen? We could read another account of this message in the book of Luke. Luke chapter 6, verses 20 and 23. Same thing. This time he's talking to his disciples. It says, then Jesus turned to his disciples. In Luke, he says he turned to his disciples. People that already were following him, people that already made the decision and saying, look, kingdom of God is yours. God blesses you who are poor. God blesses you who are hungry. Now you'll be satisfied. God blesses you who weep now, for in due time you will laugh. What blessings await you when people hate you and exclude you and mock you and curse you? For evil will follow you, the Son of Man. And 23 says, when this happens, be happy. Yes, leap for joy, for the great reward awaits you in heaven. Remember, their ancestors treated the ancient prophets the same way, meaning that you have decided to follow Jesus. The kingdom is yours. Amen. In Isaiah chapter 57. In Isaiah chapter 57, it says this. If I can get there. Verse 15. It says, the high and lofty one who lives in eternity, the holy one, says this, I live in a high and holy place, where those whose spirits are contrite and humble, I restore the crushed spirit of the humble and revive the courage of those with repentant hearts. That's when we decide to follow Jesus, do we not repent? Yes? Do we not humble ourselves? Therefore, God says this, he restores you. Amen? You have been restored by our all heavenly Father when we decide to follow Jesus, when we decide to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, we are restored. Amen?
Yeah.
That's good news. No matter what happened, we are revived with courage. We are restored from a crushed spirit. Amen? That's good. In Matthew chapter 25, in the book of Matthew again, chapter 25, we're going to be jumping back and forth here from some scriptures. In Matthew chapter 25, verses 34. Says this, it says, then the king will say to those on his right, come, you are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the creation of the world. Amen. Wow. He created you and then says this about you, come, because you're blessed. Come, because you're blessed by my Father. He created you. Come, inherit the kingdom prepared for you. Amen? When we decide to become disciples of Jesus Christ, when we decide this, the Father says, come. Come. Inherit what was prepared for you. Take what was prepared for you. He gave you the kingdom of God. He has given all of these things to you. Peace, comfort, joy, all of these things we talk about in the Beatitudes. Once we decide in Matthew chapter 5, that's given to you. It says, come, inherit the kingdom of God. Amen? Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah chapter 61, verses 2 and 3, it says this. It says, he sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of the Lord's favor has come with it and the day of God's anger against their enemies. In verse 3, to all who mourn in Israel, he will give a crown of beauty for ashes, a joyous blessing instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair. In their righteousness, they will be like oaks that the Lord has planted for his own glory. You're an oak planted for his glory, created to inherit his kingdom. Amen? Amen. Turn to the book of Psalm. Psalm chapter 37. Verse 11. It says, the lowly will possess the land and will live in peace and prosperity. The lowly meaning those who humble themselves, those who get out of themselves and look to God, will what? Will possess the land. Amen? Will possess the land and will live in peace and prosperity. Amen. Those who are humble, those who are meek, those who have that quiet strength, those who understand that God the Father is in charge, will inherit the land, will possess the land and live in peace. So that's me. That's me. That's me. That's you. Created to inherit what God has given, what God has made, what God has created for you. You have been created to take hold of that. Amen? In chapter 37 of Psalms, verses 4 and 5, it says, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desire. Yeah. Amen. Take delight. Put everything you got in his basket, and he will give you your heart's desires. In verse 5, it says, commit everything you do to the Lord and trust him, and he will help you. Sometimes I like to read it backwards, because then it says this. Commit everything you do to the Lord, trust him, and he will help you. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. When we choose to follow Christ, and the following Christ and being a disciple of Christ and being around and sitting under his teaching from the Bible and then taking understanding, it says, if I commit everything to him, if I trust him, his promise is that he will take care of you. His promise is that he will be there with you, walk with you in the cool of the day, hold your hand, pull you up, and give you your heart's desires. Amen. 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 If we go back to the New Testament, the book of Romans. In the book of Romans, chapter 4, talks about the faith of Abraham. I want to read verse 13. Clearly, God's promise to give the whole earth to Abraham and his descendants was based not on his own obedience to God's law, but on a right relationship with God that comes by faith. Amen? And in today's world, we live by faith through Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ is our way, is our the way, the truth, and the life. And it says this, so God's promise to give the whole earth to Abraham and his descendants, that's you, that's me, we're his descendants, amen? By faith. It says this, and then it says, faith brings us to the right relationship with God. It's not based on obedience to the law. The substance of verse 13, faith in Jesus Christ, being a disciple of Jesus Christ, is what brings about God's promises. Amen? Reading the Word. We talked about prayer last Wednesday. Talking with God. Spending time with God. Learning and then doing. Having faith in Jesus Christ brings about the promises. Clearly, God's promises don't come from obedience to the law, but come from a right relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. I want to turn back to Isaiah, verse 55. Or I'm sorry, chapter 55. Amen. Let's start in verse number 1. It says this, in my version, it says, is anyone thirsty? Is anyone thirsty in here? Is anyone thirsty? Then come and drink. Amen? Anyone thirsty? Come and drink, it says. Come and drink, even if you have no money. Come, take your choice of wine or milk. It's all free. What's the Lord saying to us here? Are we thirsty? You know, and in praise and worship, I got that lyric that came to me, as the desert cries for rain. It's thirsty. Well, come and drink. Let it rain. Come and drink from what God has for you. Come in and dive into what God has created for you. Come inherit and take place and take your proper place in the kingdom of God. Verse 1, is anyone thirsty? Then come and drink. Even if you have no money, come take your choice of wine or milk. It's all free. Verse 2 says, why spend your money on food that does not give you strength? Why pay for food that does you no good? Listen to me, and you will eat what is good. You will enjoy the finest food. Verse 3 says, come to me with your ears wide open. Listen, and you will find life. Come and drink. Come find life. Come be my disciple. Come walk with me. Come talk with me. And I got some things that I've got for you. Amen? It says here, verse 3, it says, I will make an everlasting covenant with you. I will give you all the unfailing love I promised to David. Big blessings. Big promises. Big things. Big things. Let's turn back to Matthew. I'm going back and forth. I'm keeping you awake today. Matthew chapter 18. Amen? Matthew chapter 18, verse 33. Talking about mercy. It says, shouldn't you have mercy on your fellow servant just as I had mercy on you? As a disciple of Christ, we got to show mercy. It's not that we got to, it's just that we do. It's who we are. Those things that we talked about in Matthew chapter 5, the Beatitudes, it's not things to do, it's who we are. And it's because who we are, that's where the blessings are at. It's not about this thing that some people might think, I have to do this in order to get this. I gotta give my tithe, I gotta give this, I have to do this, I have to do this in order to get this. It's not that mentality anymore. It's just that it's who we are. It's who I am to give this. It's who I am to be here. It's who I am to be ready to do whatever it is. It's who I am, not because I have to. It's just who I am because of Jesus Christ in me. It's who we are. Amen? It's the characteristic that is just you for being. God is God because he's God. It's not that he has to be. It's just because he is. And it's because he is and he lives in us, thus that's who we are. Amen? It's who you are. And it's not that people, you know, most people who don't have Jesus may not come to church. You knew that, right? Most people who don't know Jesus or don't know anything about it or even reject him, they're probably not going to walk in those doors on their own unless they might in their life see God somehow, right? Well, who lives inside of us? Right. So when we live our life out because it's who we are, guess who they see? Jesus. Being a disciple of Christ doesn't mean we got to. It just means we are. Amen? Jesus didn't do what he had to do because he had to. He did it because he, that's just who he is. It's who he was. Amen? Let's turn to the book of James. Book of James. Book of James. If I get there, here we go. Chapter 2. Amen. Chapter 2. Verse 12, it says, so whatever you say or whatever you do, remember that you will be judged by the law that sets you free. What's the law that sets you free? Grace, mercy, Jesus, liberty. Remember? Yeah? He died on the cross so that we could be set free. All of his commandments that he gave, the two that he gave, love God with all you got, right? All you are, everything you have, and then love your neighbor as yourself, right? Sums up everything that you need to do, right? And so there's that law, the law of Jesus, if you want to call it that. What does that mean? It means love. Not because you have to, it's just because who you are. And you know what it says? It says this. In verse 12, it says, so whatever you say, whatever you do, remember that you'll be judged by the law that sets you free, the law of love. It sets you free. You're able to be free who you are. Who are you? The Holy Spirit in you says that you are love, that you are joy, that you are kindness, that you are mercy, that you are. Yeah. Amen? Amen. You are these things because it's who we are. Amen? We sing songs about God's love, and not because he had to, but it's because it's who he is. It's who he is. It's who you are. Well, who lives on the inside of every believer in Jesus Christ, every follower of Jesus Christ? The Holy Spirit. It's not because we have to. It's not because we need to. It's just because it's who you are. It's who you are. Empowered by the Holy Spirit that lives on the inside. To live our life out loud, out there, so that people who normally wouldn't come in here see God. Amen? See the Holy Spirit and the power that comes from that. And then once they see that, guess what? The power that sets you free will set them free. Amen? Amen? But they got to see it from us. It's because it's who we are. It's not a checklist of, oh, I talked to 20 people today at Walmart. No, you talked to 20 people today at Walmart because it's who you are. Yeah. Out of love, it's who we are as Christ followers. Amen? Hebrews chapter 12. Amen. It's who we are to do verse 14. Work at living in peace with everyone and work at living a holy life. For those who are not holy will not see the Lord. Now here's something that it says work at. I wonder why it says work at. It's not easy. Endeavor. It's not easy, but who lives on the inside? And what did Pastor Calvin say on Sunday? There ain't nothing impossible for God. It might be hard, but it says work at living in peace with everyone. Work at living a holy life. Work at it. Endeavor. Strive. Be. Right? Amen. You can go on and look at verse 15. It's who you are to look after each other so that none of you fails to receive the grace of God. It says, watch out. Watch out that no poisonous root of bitterness grows up to trouble you, corrupting many. It says, look after each other. Look after each other. Watch out. I got your back. You got my back. Let no poisonous thing corrupt us. Let no poisonous thing corrupt me so that I don't corrupt you, so that we don't corrupt. Let no poisonous thing work at it, strive at it, endeavor to be. Why? Because we have the be on the inside. Because that's who we are. Looking after each other, caring for each other, because not because I have to, but because we are. We are that. Amen? Let's turn to the book of James again, chapter 3. And I want to read the last verse of chapter 3. It says this. It says, in the book of James 3:18, it says, and those who are peacemakers, say, that's me. You are peacemakers. Why? Holy Spirit inside is peace. So we are peacemakers. It says here, and those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of righteousness. Thank you, Jesus. That we are peacemakers. Say, I'm a peacemaker. We lay down seeds of peace to reap righteousness. Not because we have to. It's because that's just what happens. If we have peace on the inside, we're going to lay seeds of peace. If we lead seeds of peace, God does the watering. It's going to harvest. Amen? Amen. If we have peace, peace is going to emanate from us. It's not because it has to. It's just because it is. It's just what it is. If we have peace, if we have joy, if we have love, if we have kindness, if we have all these different things, it's not that we have to give that. It's just that it is. You are that. You are that. I am that. It's just that you are. So it comes because we are. Amen? You follow me?
Yeah.
2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Amen. Now, I want to end with this scripture, right? Well, no, maybe not. Maybe not. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12, it says, if we endure, well, let's go to this. Let's go to verse 11. It says, this is a trustworthy saying. If we die with him, we will also live with him. Amen? If we endure hardships, we will reign with him. And if we deny him, he will deny us. And if we are unfaithful, he remains faithful. For he cannot deny who he is. You see that? If we are unfaithful, he is still faithful because he cannot deny who he is. But I want us to understand, we have him by the Holy Spirit on the inside. He cannot deny who he is. Therefore, we cannot deny who is inside of us. Amen? And if we allow ourselves to flow in that, God's presence flows from us. because of the Holy Spirit on the inside. Amen? Last scripture, we're going to turn to Hebrews again. Amen? And I want to read a few different scriptures here in chapter 11. I want to start in verse 32. Hebrews 11, 32 says, "How much more do I need to say? It would take too long to recount the stories of faith of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and all the prophets." Verse 33 says, "By faith these people overthrew kingdoms, ruled with justice, received what God had promised them. They shut the mouths of the lions, quenched the flames of fire, and escaped death by the edge of sword. Their weakness was turned to strength. They became strong in battle and put whole armies to death and to flight." I don't know. Maybe we need to read this again. How much more do I need to say? This is what he's saying here. How much more do I need to say? There's so much that could be said about who is on the inside of you, about the faith that they had. Now, I don't know about the times that they were living in so much, but I know the times that we're living in, and it's kind of crazy. Politics, this and that, what's going on, this stuff going on with abortions and whatever you want to talk about. I'm not going to get political, but I'm going to get biblical. It says this. It says, "By faith, these people in here overcame and overthrew kingdoms, ruled with justice, received what God had promised them." I want some of that. Who wants some of that? It says that they shut the mouths of the lions, quenched the flames of fire, escaped death by the edge of the sword. Their weakness was turned to strength. They became strong in battle. Because of their faith. Because what's on the inside of us creates strength and creates faith, which creates us to walk out in such a bold way, in such a strong way, that just as these people here did, they overthrew kingdoms and ruled with justice. What are we doing? Sitting back saying nothing? Sitting back doing nothing. Letting the world rule. When by faith, by the Holy Spirit, we can overthrow these kingdoms. We can rule by justice and by faith. Amen? We can shut the mouths of the lions. We can clutch the flame of fire. We can do that because we have faith in the one who is the Almighty. Amen? Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. All these things said, and all these scriptures read, because all of these people understood that by faith, by understanding who they were in Christ and who they were in believing what they believed, that it wasn't them who was doing the battles. It was somebody else doing the battles through them. Amen? And no matter what battles you have, no matter what battles we go through, whether it's in personal life, family life, work life, political life, or what we see going on in our own city or our state or our country, whatever it is going on, they're battles nonetheless. And we have to remember that we need to be who we be. We need to stand. And when we've done all to stand, we stand more. We stand firm in our belief and shut the mouths of the lions and quench the fire. Amen? In your daily life, I pray this week that you shut the mouths of the lions, that you remember who's on the inside, that you be who you be.
Yeah.
Amen? Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this night. We thank you for this time you've given to us. We thank you for this word, this encouraging word, this blessed word that we can take out of these four walls and be who you said we are and be who we be in you. We walk through our lives, we walk through our jobs, we walk through into our families and into our household, and we just be by faith the men and women that you told us to be, that you made us to be, and that we continue and we flow to be who you said we are to be. Strong and mighty. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful week. The rest of the week, I pray this encouraged you for the rest of the week. I pray this gave you some fuel for your flames inside of you to burn brighter. We'll see you all on Sunday. Praise God. Amen. God bless you. We love you.